The sitting meditation. To begin the regular practice of meditation, of looking into ourselves, let's arrange to spend this time on a regular basis, in a place where we can comfortably still the body and at a time that we will not be interrupted. Allowing this to be a time in which we set aside the usual mode in which we operate, that of more or less constant doing, and switch to a mode of non-doing, a mode of simply being, of allowing ourselves to be, of becoming aware of our being. This, of course, will tend to slow time down, and it's best accomplished by making this time and coming to sit in an erect and dignified posture, either on a straight back chair or on the floor on a cushion. And as we allow the body to come still, just bringing our attention to the fact that we are breathing, becoming aware of the movement of the breath as it comes into the body and as it leaves the body, not manipulating the breathing in any way or trying to change it, simply be aware of it and all feelings associated with breathing. And if you feel comfortable with it, observing your breath deep down in your belly, feeling the abdominal wall as it expands gently on the in-breath and as it falls back towards your spine on the out-breath. Simply being totally here in each moment with each breath, not trying to do anything, not trying to get any place, simply being with your breathing. Just giving your full care and your full attention to each in-breath, to each out-breath, as they follow one after the other in a never-ending cycle and flow. Now, of course, you will find from time to time your mind wander into thoughts, fantasies, thoughts about the future, thoughts about the past, worrying, memories, or whatever. But when you notice that your attention is no longer here, no longer really on your breathing, and without giving yourself a hard time, just intentionally escorting your focus back to the breathing and picking up wherever it happens to be, on an in-breath, on an out-breath, and just observing. Moving close to your breathing and keeping your attention here as if you were riding the waves of your breathing, fully conscious of the duration of your in-breath and the duration of your out-breath from moment to moment. And every time you find that your mind has wandered off, just be aware of it. Gently bring it back to your belly, back to be present, back to the moment, observing the flow of your breathing. And in the practice of your meditation, using the awareness of your breathing, using your breath as an anchor to refocus your attention, to bring you back into the present. Whenever you notice your mind is moving out of the present or becoming unbalanced or absorbed or preoccupied or reactive, the breath can function as an anchor to keep you in the present and to help you tune to the state of relaxed awareness and stillness, which itself is a profound state of balance. Now, as you observe your breathing, you may be finding from time to time sensations from your body coming into the field of your awareness, some discomfort or agitation. It may be quite intense from time to time. And as you maintain the awareness of your breathing, see if it is possible now to just expand the field of awareness around your breathing, so that it includes the sense of your body as a whole, as you sit here and feeling your breath from head to toe, become aware of all sensations in your body. The sensations in particular of touch, of contact with the chair or the floor, or the cushion, contact made by the feet, by the buttocks and the legs, as you sit in a straight posture with your back erected and the head balanced and dignified, so that we are now allowing the observation to include not only the flow of your breathing, but also the sense of your body as a whole. And being here with whatever does come up without judging it, without reacting to it, just being fully present, fully aware with your feelings, with your breath, and a sense of your body as a whole. And again, whenever you notice that your mind may have wandered off, just bringing it back to your breathing, into a sense of your body, as you sit here, not going anywhere, not doing anything, just simply being, simply sitting. From moment to moment, being fully present. Of course, and it happens with all of us, there may be times where the sensations in one part of the body really become overwhelming and dominant in the field of your awareness, to the point where it becomes very difficult to stay focused and concentrated. If this happens, you'll have two alternatives. One is to mindfully shift to a more comfortable position to relieve some of the intensity. And if you choose to move, just be aware of the intention to do it before you actually move. And also aware of the effect of this movement. Another way to work with this intensity is to try to simply stay with it, without moving, observing the region of the body with your full attention that is experiencing it, putting the mind right there, in the knee or the lower back or wherever it may be, just going into the sensation in each moment, and breathing to it and breathing out with it, totally experiencing what your body is saying to you right now, right here, responding to it by opening and softening rather than tensing and resisting. So that even within the intensity, you'll find stillness and acceptance. And even this is difficult, simply being aware of your reactions, observing them as well as the sensations. And when the dominant sensation subsides, just re-establishing your awareness at the level of your body as a whole, and of the breath as it moves in and out of your body. Coming back to a sense of fullness of each in-breath and the fullness of each out-breath. Now, as you sit here, if you feel comfortable with it, once again allowing the field of your awareness expand. This time we let the focus move towards hearing, towards sounds, sounds that we may be aware of in the environment or perhaps from within the body, and just shifting the focus of one's attention from the breath and from the sense of your body as a whole. Now just moving it towards the ears and letting the consciousness being particularly the consciousness of hearing. Simply receptive to whatever it is that enters your consciousness as sound. Full awareness of hearing from one moment to the next, as you sit here and as you breathe. And if you do hear something, not judging it, whether it's noise or beautiful, but simply be with the sounds from moment to moment, being with hearing. sitting in stillness, aware of sounds, and aware of the space between sounds, aware of silence, moment by moment by moment. And again, if at any point you notice that your mind is distracted, just bring it back, either to breathing to anchor you, or to your ears, to right now, to whatever is here as you sit. Now, as we sit here, once again, allowing the field of your awareness to expand. We have been with the breathing, and then we expanded the awareness to include the body as a whole and any particular intense region of sensations. And then we expanded to include sounds as well, developing a capacity both to concentrate deeply on one particular object of attention, and also to become flexible too, so that one can be mindful of various aspects of perception and one's life experience. This time we will expand the awareness to include thinking, to include thoughts as they move through your mind. So then, rather being distractions or breaks during your concentration, we will now focus and open to the observation of the thinking process itself. Letting your breathing and sense of the body and sounds and so forth all be in the background, and allowing the thinking process itself to become center stage for the moment. And rather than following individual thoughts or getting involved in the content and going from one thought to the next, we simply seeing each thought as it comes up in the mind, as a thought, as an observable event. Just as sounds can be an observable event, letting the thought just come and go as you sit and dwell in stillness, witnessing them, observing them. The thoughts, of course, can be about anything. The future, the past, your body, thoughts about feelings, whatever they are. Thoughts about food, thoughts about sleep, thoughts about time, whatever they are. Just observing them as events in the field of your consciousness. Just sitting with this awareness of thoughts, coming and going. And if you dwell in the presence, observing them. If you find yourself at any point drawn into the stream of thinking, into the current of thought, noticing that you're no longer observing them or being with them, just coming back to the observation, naming the thought, as a plan, as a daydream, or whatsoever, and using your breathing and sense of your body as a whole to anchor you and stabilize you in the present. Now, of course, the thoughts can take any form. They can have any content. And they can be either neutral, pleasant, unpleasant, or very highly charged. And in particular, if your thoughts come up that have fear in them, then just be aware of its being here. This being aware of fear and letting the thoughts come and go. The same of worries, preoccupations of one kind or another, pressures in the mind, the thought of deadlines or obligations. And again, regardless of the charge that the thought has to you, just observing it as a discrete thought and let it just be here without pursuing or without rejecting it. Noticing that, of course, from moment to moment, new thoughts will come and go. Now for the remaining time, just letting go of all objects of attention, your breathing, your body, hearing, observing thinking and emotions, and instead of focusing on any of them, simply allowing yourself to just sit here and be fully aware in each moment, aware of whatever is here. If thoughts come, observing thoughts. If sounds, then sounds. If pain, then pain. If it is the breath that is most predominant, then just being with your breathing from moment to moment. Just sitting in stillness, looking for nothing. Being sensitive and present with it all. Just as it is. If you will, experiencing the ground of being, experiencing the ground of awareness out of which all perceptions arise. Just being right here with it, complete as you are, human, whole. And as the practice finishes, recognizing that you have spent this time intentionally nourishing yourself by dwelling in the state of non-doing, in the state of being, intentionally making time for yourself to be who you are. And you might want to congratulate yourself for taking the time and the energy to do this, and to allow yourself the occasion to do it on a regular basis, and to nourish yourself in a deep way, to allow the benefits of this practice to expand into the active expression of yourself in everyday life.